Miss Caitlin.
And with us in the kitchen live is, in our studios live, is Nathan and Gideon. Do you like the Disney Channel?
Yes.
What's your favorite cartoon?
Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck.
You like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, huh? What kind of shows do you like to watch? I know you like Care Bears, yeah?
And Little
Pony. Oh.
And My Little Pony.
And My Little Pony.
Oh.
Barney's not on Disney Channel anymore.
Gideon. Oh, Gideon's worrying about the
cookies. I know his favorite.
We pass.
I know his.
Wacko. Quick.
Jacko.
Wacko.
One.
Jacko.
We're wacky one. Here at K-Wack.
Yeah.
Anyways. Gideon, come here. Come here. Okay, we have a caller in about the Disney Channel.
Who do you like?
We have a caller.
K-Wack. K-Wack.
Who is this? Like, we can't talk with them. Well, now it's on to the topic of the
Disney show, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons is not a Disney show. I heard someone in the background who answers our phone say, thank God The Simpsons are not part of the Disney Channel. Yeah. Okay, well, let's see, we got Bart and
Marge
and
the baby girl one.
There's a person on this line back here that anxious to ask a question about the Simpsons, so you better hurry up.
Okay, well, they got Marge, Bart, Homer, Lisa, Maggie, Snowball, too. Sam's Little Helper, Mr. Burns, a whole bunch of people. Caitlin, we've got this anxious person. Okay, let's see. Okay. Press it again. K-Wack, this is Dustin. This is
Jacko.
Hi, Everclamp fan.
Yeah, what's your name?
Samantha.
Oh, well, hello, Samantha.
Hello.
I'm Jacko.
Hello.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Hurry up, lady. We got limited phone time.
Oh. I'm Mark Simone. All the makers of the Simpsons Channel, in all good conscience, now put stuff like that on the television.
Now, lady, hold your opinion.
I'm supposed to provide a benefit to society by exhibiting to the children how to behave when they put on television garbage like that demonstrates to today's children that it's okay to belittle your parents, and they make the parents act like idiots, and the kids control everything.
Excuse me.
Now how can those producers, in all good consciousness, put on television a show like that?
Miss, how old are you, and what grade are you in?
Thank you very much for the compliment.
Well, you're very welcome. It wasn't a compliment, but
that doesn't answer my question.
Well,
you're avoiding the issue here.
I'll talk with my I'll talk with the people. We'll listen to a song.
Wait a minute. You didn't answer my question.
We'll talk about it on the air later.
Bye.
Okay, well, Caitlin, what song are we going to listen to? She pulled out the Emotions album. Going to hear their Emotions, Make It Happen, Can't Let Go, So Cold, To Be Around You. What do you want to hear?
So Cold.
Okay, one of my favorites. Okay, here's So Cold. And while we're listening, ma'am, to So Cold, Well, ma'am, we'll try and answer your question. We'll have to rewind the tape and think about everything you said.
Let me in! You never answered my question!
Ma'am?
Hey! Let me in!
Okay.
I came all the way down here.
Okay, here you go, ma'am.
You never answered my question about the Samsung.
Ma'am, that's why we're putting in this CD right here.
What's that got to do with airing my comments and answering my questions on broadcasting on radio?
Well,
I'm sure Samantha, other people out
Samantha, answer your question right after
you,
this song.
Samantha?
Young lady, you may be a DJ, but you're being very rude to us elderly people by interrupting all the time.
Samantha, what?
That shows a good example of the kind of stuff that the Simpsons is portraying on television. They don't show respect nowadays to the elderly people because of the type of shows on TV.
Ma'am, you have to watch the Simpsons. There's a bunch of elderly people on there. One of them lives.
Samantha.
No, that's right.
Well,
they're very dumb.
We'll answer your question when we put in this tape.
When we're done with the song, we'll answer your question. Goodbye.